Salif Keita helped revolutionize African popular culture by combining traditional Malian music with electric instruments to make the Afropop sound. His haunting and mesmerizing voice evokes deep emotion from fans in Mali and around the world. From Bamako, Mali, independent producer Reese Ehrlich takes a look at the impact of Salif Keita's music.
There are so many musicians here at a major Bamako nightclub that they can barely fit on the stage. They play electric guitars, Malian lutes, and a one-string violin. Dancers flow gracefully to the rhythms, combining traditional steps with Motown-like moves. Over the past 10 years, the music scene has exploded here in Bamako. A bevy of foreign musicians visit regularly to make CDs. One of the key people behind this musical renaissance is singer Salif Keita. 25 years ago, Keita became famous performing in Europe and the U.S. He returned to live in Bamako in 1991, where he opened up a nightclub and recording studio. Maurice Sumano, host of a music show on Malian state radio, says Keita is the most popular musician in the country.
Go anywhere in Mali, in the city or in the small villages, everyone is listening to his music, from the youth to the old people. It's hard to be a king in your own country, but Salif is a king here.
Sumano says Keita achieved his popularity by reworking traditional songs with modern arrangements and instrumentation.
Every album of Salif's takes something from the roots and modernizes it. They use electric guitars, horns, and electric bass. This kind of modernization builds on traditional style, but people recognize the original sound.
Keita is an albino, and he faced intense discrimination in his youth. Most West Africans considered albinos a symbol of bad luck. The fight against discrimination provided the backdrop for him to become a griot. Traditionally, griots were wandering storytelling musicians who sometimes helped resolve local disputes. Interviewed in the U.S. during a recent tour, Keita explains in French and English that he considers himself a modern-day griot.
Ça continue, hein, parce que quand même c'est ancré dans...
The griot tradition continues today. It's ingrained in our culture. It's part of who we are. They are our history, our libraries, our books, our documents.
You can find it there everywhere.
Keita carries on that griot tradition in his new CD, Mbemba, which means grandfather. Keita says the title track tells the story of a village healer.
C'est un cri de, d'appréciation.
I'm paying homage to a friend who is very spiritual. He knows plants and he knows the earth. He's a healer. When you listen to the song, you can hear the emotion in my voice.
Keita describes himself as a Pan-Africanist, and some of his songs reflect strong social criticism. For example, his famous song, Nous Pas Bouger, which means We Won't Budge, protests the treatment of Africans immigrating to the West. Maurice Sumano says, however, the song doesn't take a strident tone.
In Africa, we welcome Chinese, Japanese, and all kinds of Europeans because we feel equal to them. But as soon as we travel to France, they try and say, your papers are not in order. You must go home. Salif explains very politely to people that we need each other. We need to be together. That's the moral lesson of We Won't Budge.
The song, originally released in 1989, was so popular that Keita is about to issue a hip-hop version. Keita says he never planned on becoming an international star. He pursued his music, and audiences around the world seemed to respond.
When singing for a non-African audience, I almost forget that they don't understand, because I feel very connected with them when I sing.
If you are real, people understand you. When he's singing, it's true.
Mr. Kata, talk to the people.
For NPR News, I'm Reese Erlich.
Salif Keita recently actually came here to NPR West and performed some of his songs, and you can hear them. They're at our website, npr.org. Hey,